shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 6 through 7, and it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening it shall be light. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, the rapture, shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This man of sin is identified as the Antichrist, spoken of in the prophetic books of Daniel and Revelation. The Antichrist will not be revealed until God's restraining power is removed. The departure of that restraining power, which is the church, or rather the body of Christ. The church is presently restraining the revelation of the man of sin. But when the church is removed, the rapture, then the Antichrist will be removed, will be revealed. Then the Antichrist will be revealed and the seven-year tribulation will begin. Paul reminds the church of his previous instruction that the man of sin is restrained until God allows the restraint to be removed. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Acts chapter 2, verse 20, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come.